Simon says,
"Now you can
oh
do
my goodness me, there's a first. Wow. Okay, so I had a choice of two things to chat to you about today.
Mm-hmm.
The one was the Pew report talking about how Eastern Europeans and Western Europeans don't want to live or marry Jews in their various percentages. And that's just blooming depressing.
What so do you I don't mean actually in what percentages?
That
in Jews percentages?
In Eastern European percentages versus Western European.
Oh, I thought so they were like looking at potential partners and saying, well, you know what, because of the way you dressed, I'd say that you are 15% conservadox and 3% orthodox. And
They don't want to. But that's depressing. So we don't want to go there because it's been a hell of a week with Pittsburgh and enough. We'll keep that for another time. So I wanted to talk to you about Kululam.
Kululam, yes.
Because we haven't had a chance to speak about it this week. And I'd heard you speak about it, and I kind of knew there was this thing going to happen. Some Israelis going to come, and we're all going to sing together. Wadi, wadi,
wadi.
And that's not my thing. It's just not my thing. And then I came home the night after you played the song on air. And every room in my home was at a different point
in the video
of the song. And I shudder to think what the neighbors were thinking because this song was screaming out.
It's okay. The whole of Ilova applauds you.
It was remarkable.
Yeah.
That I even had any doubt for one half second shows just how pathetic I am. That song was... It moved me on so many different levels. So many different levels.
Okay, so tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me what those levels are.
The song itself is like a prayer. And since then, I've actually Googled the words.
Yes.
And parts of it talk to Pittsburgh. It talks to having lived a life and a full life.
Talks to life. And it's called I Lived. Yeah.
And it is, here we go again.
One Republic, I Lived.
It is. It truly is the most prayer-like song that I have heard in a very long time. You then take very beautiful words, you combine it with beautiful voices, and then you get something that approaches, in my world, the divine, something that takes you. It's a beauty that human beings can create that they can't do in any other medium. It just moves you beyond belief. Added to that, you said there are different levels.
Mm.
There was the way this video was filmed. It just placed it in Africa. It started off with the Soweto cooling towers. And then it went off to a Zulu opening that just made the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And then there was sheer, unrequited joy. The
and
camera
powerful,
just panned.
Incredibly powerful. And I cannot even tell you what it was like experiencing that.
And as I'm talking to you, there are two images that just are so strong in my mind. There's one of a father.
Oh, with a child.
With a child.
With a little boy who's, they're singing together.
I know it's radio and you have to talk, but I am speechless.
Okay, so you have to go and watch the video.
But reaction.
If you don't know what Simon's talking about, on October the 14th, 2018, King David Schools of Johannesburg, here in South Africa, partnered with this organization called Kululam, which is a social music initiative for a mass singing event to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the founding of King David Schools and the establishment of the State of Israel. So it was, even though it was a King David and largely, you know, it was parents and children and invited guests and supporters of the school. And, you know, there were many people there who were not Jewish but are connected to the community in some way.
And it's so irrelevant. It was just people.
It was people.
Feeling moved, feeling... Oh, so as I said to you, there are two images that came. One, without a doubt, the strongest image was the father and the son. And that son, when he grows up, when he's 40, is going to be showing that video of his father to his children and his children's children because it's that powerful an image. And then there was a blonde girl singing with a camera just stuck on her face for a while. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Was it as
so
good
sincere,
as that, Kathy?
It really was. In fact, it was better. Yeah.
I mean, what a regret. What a regret.
You know
next
what?
Time.
There'll be other ones. There will be other
I'm lucky
ones.
Enough to have seen the video, and truly, if you're able to, go and Google Kululam King David because there are a lot of them. Is
or
that the way
Kululam
to
Kululam I Lived. Just go to YouTube.
And
Kululam, Kululam, I Lived.
It's gone
go and
viral.
Check it out.
There's like 20,000 hits. It's unbelievable.
What are you talking about, 20,000 hits?
But 34,000.
In the first 6 hours, there were almost 200,000 hits.
Oh, my goodness.
Not on the YouTube one, on the King David Facebook page one. But I find that there's like a bit of a lag. So I like to watch it on YouTube. And you won't get tired of it. Can we just please do some news?